Hi, everybody. This is Andy Elford, the host of the podcast, All Andy Elford. And tonight's show is a special live edition of All Andy Elford, as we do our show on Facebook Live this evening. So tonight's show is unedited, unrehearsed, and full of content. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Guess who's back?
All Andy Elford.
And a shot and a goal.
54
runs in the span, I'd really shut out.
Dumbino!
A hit to a home run.
Come on,
Jeff.
Way back.
Put some extra relish on my hot dog.
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Choo choo, it's time for All Andy Elford.
From adversity came popularity. From the depths of the Maumee River to the tank that is the Huntington Center, it's our fish, our fight. The playoffs of 2023 have arrived, and our fish, our fight, battled out against a formidable opponent in the Indianapolis Fuel. And tonight, the fish have burnt out the fuel in an unbelievable show of absolute success. Overcoming adversity in this game. Overcoming all of the negativity in this game. Overcoming the drive that Indy had in this game. They find a way. They absolutely find a way. And get the job done. They get it done. They finish the job. They get the sweep. They finish the job. They get the sweep. We start with 16 games. And now we have completed 4. We have 12 more to go to lift the Kelly Cup. Ice cold Pepsi Cola. As it's our fish, our fight. We celebrate tonight. Right here on a special Facebook Live edition of All Andy Elford, as we welcome you into the special post-game edition of the podcast tonight. This is Andy Elford coming to you from the Man Cave Studios here in Toledo, Ohio. And you are listening to us tonight on the Spotify Podcast Network, on the All Andy Elford Network, whether it be on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Bleaker, however you are listening to us tonight, wherever and whenever you're listening to us, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight, and thank you also for tuning into us on Facebook Live tonight. We are live tonight on Facebook Live. Yes, my friends, lots to get into tonight. The fish, a huge win. An absolute huge win tonight. It was this game tonight has now put me into the dilemma. Can this team win the whole damn thing? I'm thinking they are. You wonder why I have the lights for green. Green for glory. Green for Gordy Green. Green for Gordy Meyer. It is a green for go for the Kelly Cup playoffs. And we're going to recap the game for you. We're also going to recap the whole series, as the series has officially concluded tonight. We'll talk about that. We'll look around the East Coast Hockey League. Also going to dive in a little bit into some of the other sports. Of course, the big NFL draft taking place as we speak, as we're on the air. The Lions have made their selections for the first round of this draft. We'll hear what my take on that is as well. Also, we'll look around the diamond as well. But the big story tonight is that at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum, and let me just talk to you about this game in the words of LA Day. Let me talk to you for a second. We talked about this in the past couple shows, that this game tonight was a huge game. And you could be a part of the show. If you have a question, comment, concern about this Walleye team that you think is needed, please feel free to comment underneath the page tonight. Also, share it on our Twitter account, which is at All Andy Elford. It is at All Andy Elford. And right here on Facebook Live as well. But let me get back to this. I told you guys that this series was going to be determined by how this team performs during the midweek. Because Tuesday and Thursday were the 2 days that the Fish had to finish this job, because they knew for a fact that Saturday was going to be a bigger crowd. They were going to be playing from behind the entire time. They play from behind tonight, and they play with adversity. They stepped up to the plate, and they got it done. This team, for me, is for real. This team, for me, I'm starting to believe it now. Now the question is, who do we play next? But let's recap it all. Let's start with tonight. And it was a good crowd on hand at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. A lot of Walleye fans made the trek to Indianapolis for this game. A lot of fans. And it started off with the Fish jumping out to the early 1-0 lead. It was weird. The first goal was scored by Indianapolis. Now, the referees came to a decision. They came to an agreement. They went to review it. And John Lethemon, getting the start tonight, was bumped. He was bumped on the power play, bumped, just to impede the play, just to impede it, and it was called no goal. And then, not even a minute into that power play, later into that power play, Sam Craigs again, capitalizing for the Fish. Getting a second of the campaign from Daske, and it's 1-0 Walleye. And I'm saying to myself, ooh, here we go. The run is beginning again. But we knew that Indianapolis, with their backs against the wall, was going to start throwing punches and putting pucks in the back of the net. And John Lethemon is a really, really good goaltender, but he gave up two in his last outing in game two. Tonight he gets the second start. He looks very, very strong in the halfway through the first period, but then it was Lang getting his first of the season from Bellet and Gould, and it was 1-1 at the 8:14 mark of the first period, and then Bellet getting his second of the playoff season from Hillis and Teixeira, making it a 2-1 Indianapolis lead at the 17:03 mark of the period, but not even a minute later, a point blank shot by Brandon Hawkins, getting a second of the campaign from Gordy Green and Trenton Bliss, making it a 2-2 game after 20 minutes of play. The Fish were up on shots 10-7. It wasn't that many power penalties in that affair for the Fish. It was mostly penalties for Toledo in the first period. Sabrango was called for a trip. Green called for the hook. Hillis for the fuel was called for the trip, as well as Sturts was called for the penalty as well. So after 20 minutes of play, the Fish were and the fuel were tied at one apiece. But then into the second period we go, and Alex Weidman getting his first of the campaign. And I said this earlier in the series, that Weidman's going to be one of those guys that you need to keep off the scoreboard. Weidman for Indy and Hawkins for Toledo. Those are the two main goal scorers for both teams. And Weidman's been a really good player for the team for Indianapolis all season. But he gets the score goal, his first of the campaign for Belk and Lang. And it's 3-2 Indianapolis after 40 minutes of play. Toledo, again, outshooting Indy in that period 10-4, so they were outshooting them very, very handily in that period, but nothing on the board. So then you're up, now up 3-2. Indianapolis is up 3-2, and I'm saying to myself, watching this game, as the game goes on into the third period, I said, Toledo needs to get one, and they need to get one really, really quickly. If they can get one really, really quickly, then they can absolutely capitalize on the opportunity to, you know, get some momentum. At least let's get this game into overtime. Let's get this game into an extra period, possibly by chance, and see if this team, you know, if Toledo can get this job done. And sure enough, a 2-on-1 breakaway with Gordy Green and Tutayev. Green gives the pass over to Tutayev. Tutayev taps it past Weeks, and we are tied up at 3. A beautiful goal by Tutayev, and that was the scoring from Tutayev's first of the campaign from Gordy Green at the 13:06 mark of the period. And we're tied at 3, and I was saying to myself, okay, here it is. This is it right here. Are we going to stand up and fight for this game? We're going to stand up and fight and win this game? Or are we going to just, you know, somehow, some way in the East Coast League give this up? Toledo put on their pants, start playing hockey at the last 7 minutes of this game. They knew that they were baiting Indy the entire time. You could tell they were letting Indy get the confidence, and Toledo shut the door with Brandon Hawkins getting his third of the campaign, second of the night, at the 15:09 mark of the third period from Gordy Green. A 3-assist night for Gordy Green in this affair, making it a 4-3 game, and we knew that the pressure was going to come then. It came very, very hard. Lettman getting shot after shot, and the defense standing the ground. And I told you guys that block shots were going to be key. And a lot of block shots towards the end of this third period of play. The Fish then get a rebound out to the neutral zone. Hensick then takes the pass from Bliss into the empty net. The old man puts it in for his first of the campaign from Bliss at the 19:25 mark of the third period. And after all the adversity with this team had, being down 1, they come from behind, ladies and gentlemen. They come from behind. And they win. And they sweep the fuel. They burn out the fuel with a 5-3 win tonight at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum, ending the series 4-0. A full sweep. Break out the brooms, ladies and gentlemen. The Fish win at the Farmers Coliseum and in front of a great crowd on hand. Mostly, there was a lot of Walleye fans that made the trek. If you made the trek, post a comment here or on our Twitter account, which is at AllAndyAlfred. 2,352 more fans on Tuesday than there was tonight on Tuesday. More fans on Tuesday night than there was on Thursday tonight. The three stars of the game to tie up the number 3 star. I thought he deserved to be the number 2 star. Hawkins is the number 1 star. I believe Gordy Green should be the number 1 star with that 3-assist performance tonight. But the Fish get all 3 stars. Hawkins is number 3 star. Gordy Green, the number 2 star. And Tutayev, the number 3 star in the game. So Hawkins, 1 star. Green, 2. Tutayev, 3. Time of the game, by the way, 2 hours, 28 minutes. Toledo outshot Indy in the game, 34-21. Toledo 0-2 on the power play. Indy 0-4. Toledo had 10 minutes in penalties, and Indianapolis had 6 minutes in penalties. Toledo had 5 goals, 6 assists for 11 points. And Indy had 3 goals on 6 assists with 9 points. John Lethman, a great performance for him. He did really, really well after giving up That third goal, he pretty much shut it down in the third period. He stopped 18 of 21 for a save percentage of a .905. Weeks gets the loss. He stopped 29 of 33, save percentage of a .875 in his outing tonight. By the way, like I said, John Linder and Brendan Schneider were the referees in this game. And looking at the final roster, the final call point system, Daskey, a plus one. Gordy Meyer, a plus two. The veteran stepped up tonight. Sam Craigs, with his goal, was a plus one. John Albert, plus one. Hawkins, two-goal performance. He was a plus one tonight. Bliss, a plus two. Gordy Green, a plus two with his three assists tonight. And then you look at the young Hensick was a minus one tonight. You had but Hensick had a goal in the game. Drew Orad minus three, you know that's okay. Charlie Curdy minus one, that's okay for him. The key was the seven guys that Toledo got from Grand Rapids. Barton plus two, Vero plus one, Sabango zero. Tataev coming back, plus one. Sturts, zero. Bliss, plus two. Again, these guys stepped up to the plate. They knocked it out of the park. And our fish, our fight, the walleye, move on with a big win tonight. 5-3 and sweep the Indy Fuel 4-0 tonight. So that is a huge win for the fish. And you look at the series overall, Toledo dominated this series in all aspects of this. On the power play, on the penalty kill, as well as capitalizing on the 5-on-5 attempts. Absolutely capitalizing on the 5-on-5 attempts in this whole series. This whole series. I mean, you look at this series. We're going to go date back here. Go date back here to Friday the 21st. They opened up with a 4-1 win against Indianapolis. Kosa allowing only one goal in the game. You go to game two. Toledo, Lettman starting. Gives up two. Toledo scores four. So Toledo outscoring them 8-3 in two games. Then you get to Tuesday. This past Tuesday, Toledo a win in the Farmers Coliseum 4-1. They're outscoring them 12-4. Again, a dominant performance. And like I said, tonight, the fish, a huge win tonight. 5-3 was the final. So 17-6. Outshooting them by more than double, almost triple, outscoring them. In the game, in the series. The power play was still fantastic. The penalty kill was good. The defense stepped up. The defense is what wins you the championship. This game tonight, and the fish are proving, yet again, that this is possibly the year for this team. We had the chance in 2019. We lose to Newfoundland. COVID kills it in 2020. We get back into it last year. We get to the Kelly Cup final against Florida, and Florida beats us. And now this year, the opportunity has arrived. Now the question is, who do we play? We don't know who we're playing next. We don't know when the next... there is a talk of the series. The next series will start the following week. We're looking into May now, like the first weekend of May, the first Friday of May. Now, it also depends on who we're playing. If it is going to be Cincinnati, Cincinnati has home ice as being the number one seed. So I'm just going to give you fish fans this right now. We're going to be playing from behind. So if you're us walleye fans want Fort Wayne to win this series, because then Toledo would be the higher seed and have home ice throughout this series against Fort Wayne. Now, this series has been a huge series for both Fort Wayne and Cincinnati. You look at it from Tuesday night in the Coliseum after the collapse that was on Friday night with Fort Wayne up 3-0 and losing in overtime 4-3. And you listen to it right here. You listen to the final call right here on All Andy Elford on Friday night. Go back and watch it. Go back and watch it, and go back and listen to it, too, as well as on Spotify. You heard that. Then you got back to Saturday. They go in, and Cincinnati wins 2-1. They go to the Coliseum on Tuesday night, this past Tuesday night, and Fort Wayne shuts them out 3-0. Shuts them out 3-0. Okay? So, Game 4 of this series is tomorrow night, 8:05 in the Coliseum. With this series tied at 2 apiece. Excuse me, this series is up. The series is tied at 2 apiece in the series. Excuse me, Cincinnati's up 2-1 in the series. 2-1. Cincinnati's up 2-1 in the series. This is a huge game for Fort Wayne because it sets the tone for the rest of the series. Like I said, Cincinnati, the higher seed. If you're a Fish fan, you want Fort Wayne to win this series. If it does go, I'm looking at the calendar right now. If it does go to... Let me pull up my calendar here. Hold on a second. I'm going to pull it up right here pretty quick. If it does go, game one would be on Cinco de Mayo, which would be the 5th of May, Friday night in Cincinnati. That would be game one. Game two would be in Cincinnati the following night, the 6th. And then Toledo would then host on that Tuesday, the 9th. They would host the Tuesday, Thursday, and then it'd be a 1-1-1 situation. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to be a 2-2-1-1-1. Because of the proximity between both cities, if it's between Fort Wayne, it will be a 2-2-1-1-1 situation because of the proximity of the cities. If it's Cincinnati, it will be a 2-3-2 situation because of the distance. If it's more than 4 hours, then it's a 2-3-2. Since it's Fort Wayne is closer, it's a 2-2-1-1-1. So there is that situation. If you're looking at that pressman, okay? Just looking at the pressman. The other situation is this. We all remember what happened at the end of the Cincinnati game at the end of the season. With Justin Vibe taking the shot on Sebastian Cosa. Taking the shot on, and then him getting suspended, and as well as getting the game's conduct penalty. And then then getting involved with fans at the end of the game, in behind the tunnel. Do we want that to happen again? It's the real question. Do we want that to happen again? I don't think so. I don't want that to happen. But we'll see how it happens. We see how this series goes on. And the more that, and this is another thing, this is another dilemma that the Fish now have. Okay? If this series, if this Fort Wayne Cincinnati series goes longer than what they're expecting, we're looking at almost a week of no hockey. A week. With how young this team is. The veterans, this is going to be perfect for Hensick, for Meyer, for Hawkins, for all the veterans. They'll get some time rest. But the young kids like Bliss, Tutaev, Sabango, Vero, all going to need to keep playing. And you can play all you want and practice, but it's not real game action. I'm just saying that. It's not real game action. When it comes to it. So the question I have is this team going to have rust at the beginning of this series? Because, like I said, the longer the Fort Wayne series goes against Cincinnati, the more you're putting rest on these young kids. And that is the danger of this. You can practice all you want, but when it comes down to the game, it's very, very key. So, but the veterans stepping up to the plate is going to be key for that. Yeah, one other game in the East Coast Hockey League that took place tonight, as it was the Adirondack Thunder falling to the Newfoundland Growlers by the score of 5-3. Newfoundland up 3-1 in their series against Adirondack. They'll try to finish that series up, I think, on Saturday night. That series moves to Sunday. That series moves to Sunday as Newfoundland will play Adirondack on Sunday. So you look at the rest of the slate for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's a big slate in the East Coast League. Jacksonville up 2-1 on the Greenville Swamp Rabbits. 7:05 drop for that one. Florida up 2-1 on the South Carolina Stingrays. 7:30 drop for that one. Kansas City down in their series to the Allen Americans 2-1. And here's another one. Here's another one for you. Utah is up 2-1 on Idaho. I want you Walleye fans to think about this for a second. And just put this on the back burner as it's just cooking and stirring, if you don't mind. You want Utah to win this series against Idaho. Because if this series goes distance and Idaho falls to Utah, the path to the Kelly Cup, the path to the Kelly Cup will be in your hands. The path will be. So it's all about sitting and waiting and seeing what happens. But Utah up 2-1 on the Idaho Steelheads. They'll play tomorrow night, 7:10 Mountain Time, which will be 9:10 our time. 8:05 Allen versus Kansas City. 8:05 it will be Fort Wayne hosting Cincinnati. And then Florida takes on South Carolina. Greenville hosts Jacksonville. Saturday slate, Maine down 3-1 to the Reading Royals. They are on the brink of elimination. Reading, 7 o'clock puck drop for that one. Game 5 between Florida and South Carolina, 7 o'clock drop for that one. Game 5 as well for Jacksonville, Greenville. Game 5 as well for Allen and Kansas City and Utah and Idaho as well. So, again, big win tonight for the Fish. Congratulations are in order. As I take another swig of Pepsi, ice cold Pepsi Cola. The Fish, a huge win tonight. As you are watching and listening to a special post-game edition of All Andy Elfer tonight right here on the All Andy Elfer Network, whether it be on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Bleaker, Stitcher, however you're listening, wherever and whenever you're listening. Again, thank you for tuning into the podcast tonight, as well as on Facebook Live, as this is a special post-game edition. Post your comments, your questions, concerns about our Fish. How do you feel about our Fish and the sweep that they had? And I got to give credit to Dan Watson. Watson ran that team really well tonight. The green line with Hawkins was very, very good. You know, not costly penalties in this game. The Fish move on and burn out the fuel by the score tonight of 5-3, sweeping the Indy Fuel 4-0. So looking also around the NHL for you really quickly, as we're still on the ice hockey realm. The Fish tonight, a big 5-3 win. Three games in the NHL tonight. Toronto does not get the job done at home against Tampa. Tampa beats them 4-2. Now this series goes back to Tampa for game 6. Could we see another collapse for the Leafs? Again, New Jersey shuts out the Rangers 4-0, and the Devils, from down 2-0, now take a 3-2 series lead going into Game 6 this weekend. That's something right there. 1-0 right now, 11:55 to go in the first period between the Winnipeg Jets and the Vegas Golden Knights. Also, got to make mention of this really quickly. Going on right now in the NBA, really quickly. Of course, it was a great season for the Cavaliers. The Cavaliers were eliminated last night to the New York Knicks. So the Cavs eliminated by the Knicks. Right now, the Hawks are up 113-110 with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Like I said, the Cavs eliminated by the Knicks as they lost last night 106-95. Memphis, a 116-99 win over the Lakers. That's a big win for them. The Heat, the 8th seed Heat, knock out the number one overall seed in the Eastern Conference, Milwaukee Bucks, with Jimmy Butler's performance, 128-126 in overtime. Steph Curry and the Warriors, a 123-116 win over the Sacramento Kings. And like I said, the Atlanta Hawks and the Celtics are now tied at 113 apiece with 4 minutes and change to go in the fourth quarter. Now, tonight, of course, happening right now as we speak, is the NFL Draft. The NFL Draft is on the clock right now. The Chargers are on the clock right now. They have made their selections so far. Looking at overall the rounds, the number one overall pick, of course, was Bryce Young from Alabama. He goes number one to the Carolina Panthers. That's kind of be expected. The number two overall pick was C.J. Stroud from the Ohio State University. Will Anderson Jr. gets picked up by the Texans in a trade for the third pick. Anthony Richardson, the quarterback from Florida, goes number four. Paris Johnson Jr. goes six to Arizona. Devin Witherspoon goes number five. And Paris Johnson Jr., the sixth pick, was actually going to be the Lions pick. The Lions then traded down in the pick to Arizona, and Arizona picks them up. Tyree Wilson from Texas Tech, 7. B.J. Robinson, the running back from Texas, is 8. Jalen Carter, the defensive tackle from Georgia, goes to 9. And Darryl Wright, the offensive tackle, goes 10th. The Lions picked up their first draft pick at 12 from the trade from Arizona. They got Jahmyr Gibbs from Alabama, running back, 5'9", 199 yards, 99 pounds, Alabama draft pick. He's a home run hitter with two rare traits: his ability to make defenders whiff in tight spaces and his ability to run away from his defenders. The Lions go ahead and they acquired that pick from Cleveland through Houston and Arizona to get the 12th pick. Green Bay had Luca Van Ness on the defensive end for 13. Broderick Jones, tackle from Georgia, goes to the Steelers. Will McDonald, the fourth, goes to the Jets. Emmanuel Forbes, the cornerback from Mississippi State, goes 16. Christian Gonzalez, the cornerback from Oregon, goes to 17. The Lions have the 18th pick as well. They picked up Jack Campbell from Iowa. His size and strength has to hold up between tackles. He's a strong wrap-up tackler who chases with gold effort. He shows good awareness, and his size is an asset in underwhelming coverage. He matches up well with tight ends. Campbell has such tightness and lack of recovery speed. Some tightness and lack of recovery speed. So there's a little bit of that for you for Jack Campbell. 18th pick overall by the Detroit Lions. Caden Chancey from Pittsburgh gets the 19th pick from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Another Ohio State going off the board. It's going to be a run, I think, now on wide receivers. Jackson Smith in Jigba gets picked up at 20th by the Seattle Seahawks. And then right now, Quentin Johnson has been just drafted from TCU to the Los Angeles Chargers. The Baltimore Ravens are on the clock right now. You'll have Baltimore, then Minnesota, Jacksonville, the New York Football G-Men at 26, the Dallas Cowboys at 27, the Bills 28th, the Bengals at 29, New Orleans 30th, the Eagles 31st, and then Kansas City picking the last pick in the first round of the NFL draft. Big news today, of course, was that Lamar Jackson signs a 5-year deal today with the Baltimore Ravens. He re-signs with the Ravens. Big deal for him. Gets a big contract there for 5 years, $260 million. $180 million of that is guaranteed in his contract as well, too. So there is that for you. The Texans, like I said, got C.J. Stroud and also Anderson as well. Will Anderson as well. So they're boosting their confidence up as well. I'll look around the diamond tonight. Of course, the Tigers taking on the Baltimore Orioles in a 4-game series with the O's at Comerica Park, and they fell tonight to the Orioles by a score of 7-4. Other scores from around the league today. The Marlins are 5-4 winners over the Atlanta Braves. Dodgers fall to the Pirates 6-2. It was the Phillies with a 1-0 win over the Mariners. Cubbies a 5-2 win over the Padres. St. Louis a 6-0 win over the Giants. And the Angels a 8-7 win over the Athletics. Mets beat the Nationals 9-8. That's to be expected. But here's this one for you. The Chicago White Sox are on an 8-game losing streak right now as they lose to the Tampa Bay Rays 14-5 tonight. Kansas City falls to the Twins 7-1. And you had the Yankees beat the Texas Rangers by the score of 4-2. Also, got to make mention of this. We'll get to the Mud Hens here in just a second. We'll get to the rest of the Mud Hens here in just a second. But got a note tonight that the Louisville Bats and the Iowa Cubs played against each other today this afternoon in a game. The final score, Louisville 16. Iowa 18. That's a lot of runs. That is a lot of runs to give up. Tonight, Syracuse beats up on Toledo by the score of 7-3. In the doubleheader yesterday, Toledo won game 1, and then Syracuse won game 2, 2-1. They'll be back on the diamond tomorrow night, 7:05 first pitch at the Fraction Field. And then Saturday, a 5:05 first pitch. And then Sunday, a 2:05 first pitch. Got to say this really quickly. The weather is going to look terrible tomorrow. It looks like they're probably not going to get that game in tomorrow. Just letting you know that now. Look for the doubleheader to be either Saturday or Sunday. I mean, it's 30% chances of rain, 40% chances of rain on Sunday, 30% on Saturday. Hopefully they get some of these games in because they will not play Syracuse again the rest of the season. So hopefully they get this series in. And then they'll have a day off Monday, and then they'll open up a series against the Indianapolis Indians for 6 games starting on Tuesday night. That first pitch, 6:05 in that affair. So there's that for you guys. Also, LPGA into the swing of things, as it is the JM Eagles LA Championship taking place. It's Leon Johansson leading the pack at 7-under par. Minji Lee tied for second with Dryberg at 6-under par. Ascok at 5-under par. Tied for fourth with Ingus and Danielle Kang. At tied for seventh is Allison Lee, Amy Yang, and Lindbergh. Tied for seventh with Ha-Q and Christy Kerr, also tied for seventh place. Hannah Green tied for 12th at 3-under par with Ryan O'Toole and Yasmir Nomura, as well as Allison Emery and Cheyenne Knight. Leah Storm, actually Lynn and Rayo Lynn, all tied at 12 at tied for 12th at 3-under par. Nelly Korda, the number one golfer right now in the world rankings, is at tied for 20th at 2-under par with a home quest, as well as Kang, Hedging Kang, as well. Paula Delacour is also tied for 20th at 2-under par. Lydia Vu at 2-under par as well. Hengjin Choi at 200 par. Chela Choi is also at 200 par. Sung Bogier is at 200 par. Jasmine Suwanapura at 200 par, too. Tied for 33rd is Jennifer Chang, Jennifer Kupcho, Leah Nasa, Nasa Hatakoro, Conklin, Stevenson, Sarah Kemp, as well as Brooke Henderson. She is at 1 under par, as well as Ted Vanacat at 1 under par, 2. Han Jo Kim at 1 under par, 2. And Carolyn Segunda is at 1 under par, as well. The defending Dana Open champion, Mira Fassi, is at 1 under par. No, excuse me, Gabby Lopez is the defending champion, but Mira Fassi, 1 under par, 2. Gabby, by the way, Emma Talley also at 1 under par as well, 2. Yuka Saso at tie for 52nd at even par. Lucy Lee is at even par as well, too. Min Lee, even par as well. Joey Anwar Standoff, even par as well, too. Tie for 52nd, as well as Grace Kim is at even par as well. Charlie Hall at 1 over par with Stacey Lewis at 72nd. Georgia Hall also tied for 72nd at 1 over par. Andrea Lee at 1 over par, tied for second as well, too. Gotta say this, Jessica Korda is really struggling. Gabby Lopez tied for 90th at 2 over par with Rhoda Lee, Law, Paula Kramer. But like I said, Megan Kang is tied for 101st at 3 over par. Trying to find it really quickly here. Jessica Korda, here it is. Tied for 101st at 3 over par. So it's like sisters here. The sister power is not working right now. But it is only round one, round two tomorrow at the in the JM Eagle Los Angeles Championship. All at the Windshire Country Club. Par is 71. The purse is $3 million for that. After this tournament, by the way, I wanted to pull it up really quickly. They'll go to San Francisco with the Huan Life Plus International Crown May 4th through the 7th, so that'll be next week. And they'll get really into the swing of things. Then they'll head across the country to co-test Founders Cup in New Jersey before they return back to the West Coast to the Bank of Hope LPGA Match Play presented by MGM Rewards on May 24th through the 28th, and then the Mizuho Americas Open in Jersey City. They'll be in Jersey with the ShopRite LPGA Classic presented by Acer June 9th through the 11th, and then their first trip to the Midwest, as it will be the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give in Belmont, Michigan, June 15th to the 18th. And then there will be the KMPG Women's PGA Championship, and then the U.S. Open, July 6th through the 9th. And then the following week will be our tournament, the Dana Open, which will be July 13th through the 16th. And we will have full coverage of the tournament for you right here on All Andy Alfred. And wanted to give programming note on that. We're working on the Saturday show for you guys. I will be out of town Saturday. We'll be doing the full coverage of the Dana Open from Tuesday to Sunday of the Dana Open. Full coverage of that. I will be on the course Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. Saturday, we're going to have our good friend, possibly Logan Carr, stepping up to the plate. And he will have his first ever opportunity to broadcast from the ninth hole at Highland Meadows Golf Course. So there's that for your programming note. Logan will be taking over the show on Saturday. He'll get the interviews as well as give you the scorecards and the recap of what's happening on the course. And then after that, they'll have the Dow Invitational, which is up in Bay City, Michigan. In Midland, Michigan. That's one of the tournaments I kind of want to go to after this one. But again, the shows keep coming, and we're going to keep doing these post-game shows. Now, we're going to be taking a hiatus until the fall. I come back here on All Andy Alfred. So when the fish come back, when we finally find out who they're playing, we'll do our regular episode of All Andy Alfred. And by the way, we didn't get a chance to record today's episode of All Andy Alfred, so bear with us on that. So that's why I'm giving you all the sports knowledge right now and the information. But I will say this. When we do find out who the opponent is, we'll have another regular edition of All Andy Alford, and we'll continue this post-game show. And remember, this show is for you, the fans, to say what's on your mind and what you see on the ice. Plain and simple. Absolutely plain and simple. So, again, a big win tonight for the Fish. They sweep the Indianapolis Fuel 4-0 with a 5-3 win tonight at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. The Fish, a huge win tonight. Again, to recap the goal scorers in this game for the Fish, it was Sam Craigs opening up the scoring at the 6:20 mark of the first period with his first of the campaign, and then Lang then capitalizing for Indy at the 8:14 mark, making it a 1-1 game. Then at the 17:03 mark, Bellick getting his second of the campaign. Then Brandon Hawkins getting his second of the campaign, tying the game at 1-2 apiece after 20 minutes of play. Indy then capitalizes in the second period with Alex Wightman getting a goal at the 13:36 mark of the period. And then in the third period, the Fish put on their big boy pants and got the job done with Tutaev at the 13:06 mark of the period, capitalizing, tying the game up. And then Brandon Hawkins with the eventual game winner, a snapshot beating Leakes as it was at the 15:09 mark. The old man himself, TJ Hensick, capitalizing with the empty netter, putting the game away. Toledo wins tonight 5-3. They outshot Indy in the game 34-21. Toledo 0-2 on the power play. Indianapolis 0-4. So that tonight is our show. I want to again thank you for tuning into the podcast right here on the All Andy Alford Network, whether it be on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Bleaker, Stitcher, however you listen to our show, wherever and whenever you listen to our program. Thank you for tuning into the show. Remember to subscribe either on our Facebook, Twitter, as well as wherever you get your podcasts. As we continue to do these podcasts right here on All Andy Alford, as the Fish keep their run going with their 4-game sweep tonight over the Indianapolis Fuel. So until I talk to you guys, when we do find out the opponent for the Fish for round 2, we'll make it check our Facebook page and Twitter accounts as well as our podcast area. So there's that for you. When they announce that, we will have our regular show. We'll get you previewed set up for whoever it be, Fort Wayne or Cincinnati. We'll preview the series on our regular edition of All Andy Alford. We'll give you the full recap of everything from the East Coast playoffs round 1. But we'll see what happens. The Fish, a huge win tonight, 5-3. Sweep the Indianapolis Fuel 4-0. So until I talk to you later on down the road, this is Andy Alford saying, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. Game of life. Keep your stick on the ice. And to the teams you root for at home, and to my teams, go Walleye! Congratulations, boys. 4-game sweep of the Fuel. Go Tigers. Go Reds. Go Guardians and go Hens. And more birdies, less bogeys, because victory is sweetest when you have tasted defeat. Have a great week, everybody, and a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys next week for another edition of All Andy Alford right here on Facebook Live, as well as on the All Andy Alford Podcast Network. Love you guys. Talk to you later. This has been a presentation of the All Andy Alford Network right here on Spotify. You've listened to the show on the plethora of platforms, whether it be on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and Bleaker. However you listen to the show and whenever you listen to the show, thank you so much for tuning into the show. As always, you can follow our show on Twitter. It is at All Andy Alford, as well as Facebook.com. All sports lines are provided by Barstool Sportsbook. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit GamblingCenter.com. The podcasts are recorded right here on Spotify.